There's a story here in the Eastern Townships that has grown from a local commercial strategy into a provincial success story. The Rock Forest Water Tower Illumination Project, designed to draw residents back to the Boulevard Bourque commercial strip during major road work, has officially won the People's Choice Award, surpassing 35 other initiatives across Quebec. Joining me to discuss the impact of the project on the community and the collaboration of 20 local businesses is Eric Gauthier, Commercial Revitalization Advisor for the region. Eric, thank you for joining us today. So the Rock Forest Water Tower has always been a local landmark, but this project turned into a massive canvas. What was the original spark or inspiration that led you to believe illumination was the key to reviving the commercial sector?
First of all, the idea of doing light projections onto the water towers first came to me back in 2002 and 2003 when I was working in a radio station at that time. You know, I wanted to make, I would say, a big splash and project Énergie 106.1 onto one of the water towers because I was working there back then. Unfortunately, the costs were pretty high. But honestly, the idea really came back to me when the major repairs started on l'échangeur d'Arche. You have to understand that in 2023 and 2024 as well, all the major construction made people from outside of the forest less and less interested in coming to the area because it had become more complicated and a lot more time consuming to get there. So we needed to create some buzz and get people coming back so they could realize that Le Boulevard Bourque, you know, is it just a car dealership's road and one of, you know, long commercial strip? We could create a real wow factor. That's when the idea came to me to do live projections onto one of the water towers. Obviously, the city had to approve it first. After all, the city owns the water towers. And the city said, yes, let's do it. And we did it.
I read that nearly 20,000 people turned out for these projections. Beyond just the numbers, what kind of feedback have you heard directly from the residents and local families who walked through the area?
Now, that's when the magic of social media kicked in, you know. The positive comments on our Facebook page, Mohawk Forest Deauville, which has grown to nearly 7,000 followers in less than 2.5 years, I should mention, confirmed for us that this was a great local event that really brought people together. So comments sounded like this. Finally, we're bringing some color to those water towers. Finally, I can be proud to say I'm from Rock Forest, that I live in Rock Forest. But I think the best compliment we received came from several moms and obviously several dads who told us that every time they drive past the water towers, their kids are always saying, we're always saying that, Daddy, I can wait for Halloween. Mommy, I can wait for Christmas to see the projections. So I think the best compliment we received came from, you know, those moms and those dads so far.
It's rare to see 20 different local businesses unite so strongly for a single project. As the commercial revitalization advisor, how did you manage to get all these different shop owners on the same page to fund and support this vision?
I would say pride. The pride of working in Rock Forest. The pride of serving the people of Rock Forest, Deauville, and all of Sherbrooke. The pride of being part of a team of Rock Forest entrepreneurs instead of, you know, working individually. We wanted local business owners to come together. And one of the best ways to make that happen was to rally around a strong symbol that represents the west side of Sherbrooke. And that's the water towers. In the end, the fact that local businesses got behind this project was their way of saying thank you. Thank you to the people who continue to shop local and to support businesses in Rock Forest, in Deauville, and Sherbrooke as well.
Your project beat out 35 other initiatives from all across Quebec for the People's Choice Award. What do you think it was about the Rock Forest Ball that captured the hearts of people even outside Sherbrooke?
It's hard to get inside people's heads and know the real reasons behind their choices. But I think the artistic side of it, the artistic way of it, the fact that it was colorful with beautiful images, that it felt grand and impressive, that it brought people together and spread, you know, something positive, especially during a time when things, you know, may have, I mean, felt more difficult, you know, the long winter, the current relationship with the Americans, all of that may have influenced their decision. In the end, people wanted something positive, something beautiful, and something very simple. And maybe that's why they voted for this project. And I would also like to give, you know, a big, big round of applause and congratulate Sébastien Croteau of L'Inconnu dans le Noir from Cuxhaven, who was the creative force behind the light projections. I'd also like to recognize the major contribution of photographer Rida Essani, who captured all these projection images. You know, during the Halloween 2025 period alone, the Mont-Roc Forest Deauville Facebook page reached more than 2 million views. I mean, that's huge. The photos and videos had a big, big impact on the popularity of this project.
Success breeds success. Now that you've won this prestigious provincial award and seen the massive community engagement, what is the next big thing on the horizon for the revitalization of the Brompton and Rock Forest Deauville sectors?
Actually, Brompton and Rock Forest Deauville have different realities. As for Brompton, which is the northern part of Sherbrooke, the next big priorities will be attracting new businesses and making sure vacant commercial spaces are filled by new companies. As for Rock Forest Deauville, the focus will be on strengthening our service offering and continuing to be a commercial leader in Sherbrooke. We've recently had some great businesses open in Rock Forest, like L'Atelier Glacé, which is a 100-person Sherbrooke-owned artisanal ice cream shop on the President Kennedy Street, and the Sherbrooke-based restaurant Louis, which just recently opened its door. As a matter of fact, that restaurant is located right under the water balls, the water towers. We also have a Super C that just opened, on the Boulevard Book, and there are some major projects coming soon, but for obvious reasons, we can't talk about them just yet. You know, there's a lot of happening on the business side in Rock Forest Deauville and across the entire city of Sherbrooke.
That was Eric Gauthier providing details on the illumination project at the Rock Forest Water Towers and its role in regional commercial development. The project recorded nearly 20,000 attendees and reached over 2 million views on social media platforms. The initiative aims to address commercial vacancies and strengthen the service offerings in the Brompton and Rock Forest Deauville sectors moving forward. This report was produced through the Local Journalism Initiative. For CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Joshua Bullard.